More than 30 million kids participate every year in the National School Lunch Program. That means they get free or reduced-price meals at school. Hunger experts believe many more qualify but don't take part. It could be because of stigma or because their families haven't filled out the paperwork. The federal government is now expanding a program that avoids both of those issues. It allows all kids to eat for free in districts that meet certain requirements. Several big cities have signed up, including Detroit and Chicago. But as Beth Fertig of member station WNYC reports, New York City is holding back.
At the East West School of International Studies in Queens, students lining up for lunch have to swipe their cards through a scanning machine before collecting their sandwiches or pizza. At this combined middle and high school, almost two-thirds of the nearly 640 students are poor enough to eat for free. For the rest, their parents put money on their cards. Lunch costs $1.75 a day. But seventh grader Jenna Choi says that can be tough, even for those who make enough money to pay.
I think it's just to get them by. Like my family, we just make money to get us by.
Staff members at the school say that sentiment is pretty common in this working-class neighborhood of largely Asian immigrants. Su Jen Hu is the school's community assistant.
Once I asked a kid, how come you don't eat lunch? He said, oh, I have to pay.